Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I am joined here by Paulino, Paulie Calzone. How you doing, Paul? Also, it's a special episode here. We're recording. It's not going to get released on your birthday, but happy birthday, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You know, another year older, another year around the sun, feeling good, also feeling achy, comes with the age. We're not going to say how old you're... We're not saying it.
I'll say it. I'll say it right now. I don't play that
don't
shit.
Don't you do it.
You grandpa, don't you say it. Brother. Yeah, you damn. Well, here's the thing is I'm turning 34 and Paulie is 2 years older than me.
Oh, so for those of you who are good at math, that would mean that I'm 32.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. What I was going to say to
big 36.
Big 36, no big deal. Now you're just closer to 40 than you were 30.
Dude, that's a whole nother thing to say. Like when you can say to somebody that they're closer to 40, when does a midlife crisis happen? Like, is it in the 30s? Like, am I there? Or does that come in the 40s?
Happened. I think I had that. I had it again today. I think.
Does it change for everybody else? Does some people have a midlife crisis at 34? Others 36, others in their 40s.
Dude, I have monthly crises. I have a fucking midlife crisis every month. Shit, to stress. And that's what the reality check that we're going to get into today, but we're not going to get in there yet. But yeah, man, I mean, honestly, every day is like, there's at least one day a month. And in the summertime, not so much, but now that the weather's getting colder and you said this, like body's achy, like I get very achy in the winter. And now with the clocks going back, it gets darker earlier. Bruh.
It's a thing.
Every day.
You know, every day is a new day. And I'm thankful for every breath that I take. I won't take it for granted. So just make sure
you take it for granted.
There we go.
Yeah, well, let's not get demonetized here, okay? Anyway, so Paulie likes to just kind of throw in these quotes here and there, people. So he's a very unique character. But Paulie, here's the thing. Let's dive into it first. It's your birthday. What did you do for your birthday? You know, you're a special guy. You're my special boy. So what'd you do for your birthday today? What would you get into? And then how are you going to finish? How are you going to cap it off at night?
Honestly, dude, I feel like birthdays, once you hit a certain age, they're just another day. You know, like I woke up.
Yeah.
Got my workout in.
Yeah.
Posted a nice little birthday post. Thank you to everybody who showed love. Got a whole bunch of messages and everything to my phone. I haven't even
that make you feel good. They make you feel good to get a bunch of messages from random people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, they have my phone number, so they know me to a certain extent, you know, so they're not too random.
I was going
to
say, you posted for strangers? You posted for strangers?
I posted, you know, just to let people know I'm alive. You know, I feel like people need to know, like, oh, it's a birthday. I don't post much, so I feel like birthday is one of those where it's like, all right, I can't miss this. Like, birthday isn't one of those things where it's like, hey, never got around to posting on my birthday, but here was me on my birthday a week later. You know, like if somebody goes on vacation, you could save those photos and be like, ah, you know, never posted these, but like here's a dump from like Cancun. You know, you can't really do that on your birthday. So, but I mean, I just worked all day.
That's what the birthday is. And I mean, I don't know, my birthday this year falls on, I mean, if today is, let's see, my birthday falls on.
I think yours falls on a weekend. I think you lucked out.
It falls on a Friday.
How you doing?
I could actually do something. I could actually do something for the birthday on a Friday. So that's pretty cool.
I mean, it's cool. Hold that thought.
I need to talk about something really quick. I need to hear from this week's first sponsor, Huel. Listen, these days we are always on the go. There's no getting around it. I feel like for me, there's one thing that always takes a beating, and that is the amount of meals I eat in a day. But you don't have to worry about that any longer because the sponsor this week, Huel, has got you covered. I feel like I'm always at work and I always skip out on eating lunch and then I come home starving. And I'm always saying it to Christy right when I get home. I'm like, what are we doing for dinner? I got to get ready. Let's start cooking everything right now. But with Huel, I don't have to worry about that. Huel is a perfectly balanced meal designed by experts to provide all the nutrients your body needs from a meal. Huel takes the guesswork out of healthy eating. They taste so good. For me, I have the vanilla right here. I got the chocolate and the vanilla. The vanilla for me, it's so good. Oh, it's smooth. It's good. And it's an easy way for me because when I'm at work, I don't like taking an hour lunch. Like that's just not feasible for me at work. So having something like this is so important. And finally, Huel is incredibly affordable with high protein meals, less than $5. It's a budget-friendly option that honestly I love. But don't take my word for it. Try it yourself. You can get 15% off plus a free gift for new customers with the code WINTERCIRCLE at Huel.com. Again, use code WINTERCIRCLE at Huel.com to get 15% off plus a free gift for new customers. Fuel your best with Huel today. I'd like to thank Huel for being a sponsor this week. Let's jump back into it. All right, and we're back, Paul. So I kind of cut you off there, but I want to kind of let you get back into that thought unless that thought is gone now.
You did. It's okay. It might be gone. I don't know. It's a lot of concussions here. Forget about a lot of things.
Speaking of concussions...
Yeah, I feel like, I think I was saying, like, once you get to a certain age, what do you really look forward to on your birthday? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I try to be intentional every time I have a birthday or every time there's, like, a holiday, more so the end of the year. You know, so, like, on my birthday, because my birthday kind of falls towards the end of the year, I have the ability to be like, all right, I want to be a little intentional with my birthday. So here's what I'm grateful for of what I accomplished in, you know, from November 13th, 2023 to November 13th, 2024. Here's what I want to accomplish by the time my birthday, November 13th, 2025 comes. And then I do the same thing, you know, for Thanksgiving and the same thing for Christmas and the same thing for New Year's. Like, I don't like to be that kind of like New Year, new me person. I like to kind of get intentional with it beforehand where it's like, this is what I'm working towards so that by the time next year comes, I've got a new set of goals, you know, that I want to put out there.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I think it's good. I think the new year thing kind of fades, but it's like, if you have a set point, I really like what you said there. If you have a set point that you're like, let me reflect myself this time last year, like, Did I achieve certain things? And I think a lot of time when you go into the new year and you're like, okay, new year, new me, I'm going to start all these things. You're talking about different things that you're going to get into versus different things that you would like to achieve. And a year is a process. Like, there's a lot of things that go on within a year that is all part of the journey. And I think that's what kind of gets lost in sight here is like, you know, a year could feel empty or a year can feel very fulfilling based on what little achievements and what little goals you were trying to like hit along the way. And then you get to reflect on that and, you know, go one of two routes, be like, I didn't achieve what I wanted to. And now I'm going to kind of add different things into, you know, my plan and what I want to do moving forward. Or you could be like, dude, I crushed that. Now let's go for more. But it's always about reflecting on like what brought you to this point. And a lot of times I think when you start that in the new year, you're just like, you know, I'm going to go to the gym, and then all of a sudden it kind of fades, versus like over the year, I want to make sure I'm maybe like running X amount of miles or gaining X amount of muscle or losing X amount of weight. And like, let's see how that year progresses. Right. I mean, I always like the new year thing, 'cause I think everybody finds that motivation early on, but it's like, it's a matter of keeping that motivation. You have to stay motivated every day. And that's consistency.
Yeah. I mean, most people quit their New Year's resolutions within like 2 weeks, because they're not seeing the results fast enough, or it's too hard, or their body's sore. And a year is a really long time. Like, it's a, I think most people underestimate how long a full year is. And there's a lot of times where people feel frozen. And you need to really look at it from a sense where, how long does it actually take to hit certain things that you're going for? So it's like, I've got a goal, for the rest of this year that I want to be at like 175. I want to be pain-free. I want to be able to, run again the way that I did without, my ankle, getting messed up. And I want to maintain a little bit of muscle mass. Well, you know, from, if you look at the science, if you're losing 1 pound a week, you're doing good. Right? Like, okay. The days of fluctuating 5 to 10 pounds in a week are gone for me. You know what I mean? So like, if I can lose a pound a week and, you know, get myself to where it needs to be, then I'll hit my goal by the end of the year. And right now that leaves me with a month and a half of doing it. So like, that's 6 weeks. So that's actually faster than what it normally would be, which is 8 weeks. Right? So if you're looking at a pound a day, or sorry, a pound a week, where are you going to be?
Manageable. It's also making it manageable, right? Like, making it manageable for yourself.
Yeah. And I think that's where most people quit, right? Because if their goal is to lose 100 pounds, well, if you knew that the most you could lose, you know, is 52 pounds in a year, if you're doing it the right way, you would kind of look at it more with a long-term vision of like, if I want to lose 100 pounds, I got to put in 2 years worth of work consistently. Like, that means no cheat meals, no going over on my calories, no, you know, resorting back, like working out every single day. You know, and it's the same thing with everything else. And you have to set your goals a little bit realistic, which is what I struggle the most with personally, because I set like these massive, massive goals. And then I kind of have to like break them down a little bit. And it's tough sometimes, like when you even don't hit the broken down goals, you're like, damn, dude. But that's why you got to stop, take a moment, look back and reflect and be like, well, all right, I didn't hit these goals, but let me not let that make me depressed. Because I could, you know, I still accomplished a lot.
You just went off on a tangent there.
Was it a long one?
It was quite long. I mean, I was barely hanging on there, man. My goodness, dude. Wrap it up. I wanted to play the music here. I'm like, what are we talking about? We went from, you know, your birthday in the past years to losing 100 pounds? What are we talking about here?
I think the
Let's
main
keep
thing
it real. Let's keep it organic. Let's keep it honest here.
Well, I think the main thing we're talking about is just stick to your goals.
Stick to your goals, man. Stick to your goals. I think a lot of times, you know, for me, I'm very, you know, I like to set goals for myself, but you know, I'm not too hard because, you know, stress, I'm lying right now. I'm very hard on myself. I'm very, very hard on myself. I'm like the hardest on myself. So, but you know, you got to keep it light sometimes. You know, I got to keep it light, baby.
You would never know. Like we handle things differently. Like I would never know if you're stressed out, 'cause you just kind of keep it light. Me, I wear it on my shoulders. You would immediately know just from looking at my face. If you FaceTime me one day, you'd be like, ah, something's wrong today. What's up?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have my moments. I definitely have my days. I think I just stay like more to myself, you know, like Christy would be somebody who picks up on more of this stuff. And we've gotten to a point where I'm like, if I'm stressed, just like, I don't even want to talk about it. I just want to like internalize it and then be like, move on, like, get over it. 'Cause guess what? Reality check, baby. Everybody is stressed. Everybody is dealing with stress every single day of their lives. And it's the people that can cope with that stress, overcome it, and keep moving on. Those are the people that kind of live their lives like freely versus the people who are like focus on it and dwell on it. And that's why I don't like, you know, I guess it may not be a perfect science, but whatever works for you works. And for me, I'm just like, you know, sometimes I'd be like today I'm a little proud of myself because normally in a day like this where I was really not having a good day today. Normally I'd be like, you know what, I'm gonna have a glass of wine, but I've been trying to cut back on alcohol. And so like, I'm proud of myself because today I didn't come home and just crack the bottle of wine open and drink it. So I was like, that's a W for your boy.
That's a W. I mean, but I think you need to be mindful of your W's. I think that's somewhere where I could be probably better because I definitely don't track the small wins for myself.
Yeah. I'll tell you where you had a massive L, but we'll get into that right after we hear from our next sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods is great. And to be honest, they are coming in clutch this holiday season. They have so much to offer on their website. So many different options for gifts during the holiday season. It's a one-stop shop if you don't feel like running around during this holiday season and bumping into people at the store. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. I obviously have to be doing shopping for everyone on the list. My brother-in-law, my sister, my brother, their daughter. And so for me, my brother-in-law and I, we love to golf. We play it as much as we possibly can here in New Jersey until the weather no longer allows us to. And then honestly, we still push the envelope. So I was looking at this Definition of Golf sweatshirt, which is going to be perfect because all we talk about when we speak about golfing is just that one shot that always brings us back. Another perfect gift from Uncommon Goods. They don't miss. Uncommon Goods has something that's unique and really special for the people that you care about. And for the Winner Circle listeners, you can get 15% off your next gift by going to uncommongoods.com/winnercircle. That's uncommongoods.com/winnercircle for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. All right, and we are back. So where you most of you were probably wondering where I was going to tell Paulie he receives his massive L from, might be a sore subject here, but I think you know where I'm going with this. And it was your freaking haul brawl, baby. L. You took a massive L in the haul brawl. I mean, damn, it was wild to watch that. And I actually didn't watch. I don't watch the challenge. I don't watch it, but I couldn't help but see the hall brawl. And so I think it's fun to talk about it because, I mean, we've already talked about it. But, man, oh, man, what in the world were you thinking going head on to someone that is literally twice your size?
Well, I mean, you've grown up with me. You know I'm a little crazy.
That's not how I would describe it.
Yeah, definitely. But sometimes I don't think with my brain.
That now we're talking. Now we're getting to the root of it.
Yeah. I like looking back on it, right? Because obviously, like when you're there, you're kind of like, you know, what's the worst that can happen? That was the worst that could happen. But looking back on it, I was like, damn, dude, I totally dropped the ball on strategy, let my ego play into it heavy, and it was a brutal lesson learned.
This is going to be the difference between Paulie and I think most of you could say, I don't go into things thinking what's the worst that can happen. I go into things thinking what's the best case scenario that I could get out of this thing unscathed. And man, oh man, I would have literally done anything. I would have been like, I would have freaking slid tackle his ass. I would have been like, all right, Theo, you want to come in? I'm coming feet first to your feet. Enjoy that. And then I'm going to get up and protect my face and beat you to the other side. Or I would have just came in flying knee to the dome. Probably wouldn't have done that.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain things that you're allowed to do and not allowed to do. So those thoughts did cross my mind. Yeah, I mean, I was sitting there being like, if he does come really low, what if I just fly in there with knee? And I'm like, could possibly kill him if I do that. Now,
yeah, you're not doing that. You can't do that. That should be against the rules anyway. I don't even know why.
I'm pretty sure it is against the rules, but I mean, you know, listen, we know how to hide a knee and make it look like it was a natural running knee. But anyway, there's not much room, not much margin for error in that hall.
That's what I wanted to ask.
Went no margin.
Well, you met him square. So like that was just problem number one. Everybody knows that. But I have to ask, because like obviously it was crossing my mind. I'm thinking there, I'm like, okay, so they're standing up against the thing. This is the width. If it's my shoulders, like maybe I just give one of these like
like the sideways
like
fish.
Is that feasible? Yeah, like the sideways fish. Is that like feasible in that or is it not?
It would be feasible, but it's like you would have to, it could either go great or it could go horrible, right? Because so it's like if you choose to go sideways and try and do the sideways fish and that happens to be the same side that they decide to lean into, uh-huh. You know, like if you do the sideways fish and you dive this way as they're leaning with this shoulder, you got a chance of going clear through. But if you sideways fish on the side that they're leaning their shoulder to, you're just... Yeah,
you're a little thicker than me, though. So I'm thinking in terms of myself. Like, I'm a little more... I'm wiry.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, looking back on it, I probably should have sprawled on contact and tried to, like, you know, have my, you know, put my arms out and, like, have his shoulders hit my arms and, like, sprawl back to absorb the hit, but at least keep my feet behind me. But the only thing I was thinking about in my head was, like... How do I get through this without breaking my neck or an orbital bone or a jaw or a nose? Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that the two concussions is the best case scenario, because I would also argue that those are not good scenarios.
Definitely not.
But, you know, there was a lot on my mind, right? Because we had the TST tournament in June. So I was also like, don't want to break a knee or a shin or an ankle.
Right. Right. The TST tournament went really well for us.
It was god awful. I honestly wish I would have broke my leg in the hall brawl instead. You know,
hindsight 2020, I wish I would have just actually snapped my legs.
Yeah. Hindsight 2020, I would have actually went with the dive, you know, because in my head I was like, should I dive over him? But then I was like, ah, man, he is kind of tall. If he clips me with his helmet or his shoulders, I could snap my shin in half. Looking back on it, probably should have went with that rather than competing in that TST tournament and losing the way that
the hall brawl is just, it's tough when you're in a hall brawl like that. Like you think about the people that it's just like not ideal to go up against. And it's like the Theos, the Joshes, the Fessies, the people that are just like so big that they take up so much space. And like, what are the options there? It's like, for me, I'm thinking like, first things first, Planet of the Apes. I'm going right to the ground. Maybe that throws him off psychologically. Maybe he's like, what is he doing? Now he thinks he's got to go down. He doesn't know what's coming. I'm just ape running at him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. Like, well, they make like, you start with your hands on the wall. I thought about
it. I don't care. I'm going right into ape run immediately. Like, this is Caesar and I'm ape running. I'm ape running.
That actually, you know, hey, listen, it's not a terrible strategy. I mean, I wish there was anything. Just like any kind of wiggle room, because the thing is, it's like you can't even go in to try and do a normal tackle where you try and get your head to the side and get the shoulder, because there's not enough
to
room.
The wall.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. There's not enough room to like protect yourself. Like you would risk snapping your neck. Like it literally is one of those things where you have to just hope that you guys, you know, I don't like really injure each other. I mean, like,
I think the other problem is like, you know, people like you and I, although we are athletes, like we never played. Well, you played football at a very, very young age. But like, I think something that comes into play in the hall brawl is like understanding how to hit somebody and how to tackle. And it's like we played soccer. So like that form is really important to like drive low, get his shoulder in, like it's literally a technique. And there's like guys in football that are incredible at it, linebackers, running backs, like people that have to take stuff like that. And it's just like a technique that we never went through. So like that's why for me, I'm like, what would I do in that scenario? Like I'm going to the ground. Like I'm going so low. Like
head first low
pretty much.
No, what if you caught a knee to the head?
I'm making sure you're aware of it, dude. You're not catching a knee to the head. And also, like, I don't know. Actually, I don't know. But no, I do know one thing. I am not meeting
like,
them.
Seeing
square.
The hall brawl from the outside doesn't really do it justice as to how little space there is on the inside.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, seeing it on the outside, like, the optics are there. And you're kind of like, how much space do they really have? But when you're actually lined up in it, you're kind of like, oh, there's like no space.
I don't like to know the dimensions. I want to know the dimensions, MTV or CBS or whatever it is. What are the dimensions?
I'm not that big of a guy width-wise.
Say that again.
Right?
But I can't say the same, honestly.
But Theo, also a big guy, when we're sitting there with our hands and both of our shoulders are basically swiping on the width of it, you know, we're looking across at each other like there's literally no room. We have to run through each other. Like when Nerisse and Olivia went, they're tiny. Like they got to go the first round. They both went side to side and like swiped right by each other. And it was like just a sprinting match. You know what I mean? And then the second time, like they ran into each other, probably because people from the crowd were like, bullshit, hit each other. But like, honestly, like I would have freaking, if there was a way for me and Theo to sideswipe each other. And like beforehand, we were like, hey, we'll just sideswipe each other. Whoever wins, wins, you know?
Yeah. That would never work though. Cause like, you know, it completely serves the purpose of running through you because
yeah, I mean,
huge.
Like, honestly, there's only two people up there that I was like, I don't want to go into a hall brawl against. And like, it was CT and Theo, just from like the size standpoint, like I would have,
Josh is big. I never realized how big Josh was until I did the Ranger Games next to Josh. He's
big, but Josh would have come in and tried to hit you differently. Like Theo played rugby.
I think Josh has kindness in his heart too. So maybe he'd be like,
he does have kindness in his heart, but
like he would look at me and be like, maybe we don't hit each other.
Yeah. But like Theo played rugby. He was a sprinter. So he knows how to get there. Like I couldn't even rely on my speed. And I'm like one of the faster guys in the house, but I'm not faster than Theo.
And playing rugby, it's another thing. It's like they know how to tackle. It's much like football. It's like they know technique. There's technique that he knows that you just don't know.
But watching it back, I don't really think he had a technique. That first round, he literally threw his entire body at me
I totally disagree. The way that he came into it, it looked like he knew how to hit. Like his shoulder came in and it just.
But I didn't expect him to get that low. Like, you got to understand, this is a 6'6" guy.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm standing there across from him, and I'm like, even if he comes in and hits me, I might be able to have a lower center of gravity and kind of jack him up, like, underneath his shoulder pads with my shoulder.
No, he was so low.
And I don't think people understand what it takes for a 6'6" guy to get as low as he did.
He's very athletic. Like, that's the thing. Yeah. He's not a tall, lanky guy. He's a tall, athletic guy that just happens to now weigh like 250, 225,
He was 260 at that. Like the first time I ever played with him, he was 200 pounds. Yeah. I would like my chances against a 200 pound Theo.
It's a completely 6'6", 200 pound person is not a 6'6", 250. That's a lot. That's a big difference.
Like Fessy's a 6'4". 250
pound
person.
Was Fessy not on the season? I don't know. Wasn't. He wasn't.
He's
okay.
Not. But okay. It's like, I would not, like, there's certain things. Like, I'd prefer balls in or a pole wrestle where it's like, you could take the angles, you know, you don't got to just run straight on to a
grip, like,
bigger human.
Yeah, no, it was the worst case scenario.
It was crazy.
It was the worst case scenario. But yeah, you know what, Paul, you live and you learn. Okay. You live and you learn. There's another person that I really like on the challenge. I don't really watch it anymore, but this has always been a thing of mine. Is I've always wished, I've always been hopeful that like you and Bananas would be like good and cool. And then you finally were, and you went home. I was like,
I know.
That is so unfortunate. Cause like, there's no hiding. Like I love me some Bananas. And so like when you guys were like always at opposite ends, I was like, damn, that really kind of sucks. And then when you guys like now, well, from what you told me is that you guys were like working together. I was like, ooh, that would have been really cool. Maybe I would have watched. And then you went home. So I just had no interest in watching.
Yeah, it's definitely unfortunate. I mean, you know, who knows? We'll have an opportunity in the future, you know, possibly.
But
that was something that I was kind of going into it with. You know, and I mean, yeah, it's kind of been the Bananas show, I would say, definitely the past four episodes.
Has it?
But
how far
into
the season is it?
Huh?
How much longer is left in the season?
I want to say 4 weeks.
Dude, it feels like the season's been going on for forever.
It's been going on since August.
It's crazy. I wish I watched it. Like, I do blame you for this. Like, I totally blame you. I think it's partially your fault. Partially, when I was living at home and you were on it, it I used to watch The Challenge religiously. I never missed The Challenge. I never missed the season. And then watching it at living at home with Daddy and you being on it, like, ruined the whole thing. I just was like, I'm not watching this show anymore. And so, you couldn't talk. You couldn't say anything. Like, the whole, it became, like, very hostile. And so I was like, I don't watch it anymore. I don't watch the show. Don't watch The Challenge.
You know, maybe there'll be a time when you start watching again. You know, Bananas and I are cool. You know, we'll cause some chaos together. Right now, he's just causing a whole bunch of chaos alone.
I love that. That's always what he always did. That always made him so entertaining.
Oh yeah, he's got everybody going after him, and he's not going home.
He just kind of thrives in that.
So as you can imagine, as everybody's going after him and he's not going home, he is just really digging the knife in to everybody that are taking the shots and missing, and he's taking the shots and he's not missing.
He's a vet. He's just a vet. He was great on House of Villains, which is, I know, like, your boy, you're, like, close with Wes. Wes is on there. We got Mr. Spectacular on House of Villains.
Oh, yeah. They're putting out a good
performance. That show kind of seems interesting. I watched the first season of it. It just was, like, so orchestrated to me. So I didn't watch the second season.
I think they go for the whole lean into your character thing, right? Because it's, like, it's House of Villains, so they're bringing a bunch of villains on there, you know, who have their shticks from their seasons of things. So, like, imagine if a bunch of villains showed up and it was kind of like them just sitting there like, hey, what's up? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the personalities they bring on are very much so like those personalities anyway. Like, they're going to bring TV whether it's orchestrated or not. Like, they know what they're getting themselves into.
Oh yeah. But I mean, they're still playing the game. You know what I mean? Which is cool. You know, I enjoyed the first season. I'm enjoying the second season. You know, I hope that it continues to go the same way. I hope Traitors continues to go. Like, I've liked both of those seasons. And I think season 3 might be coming up this winter.
It'll be coming in the new year.
But yeah, it's been good. I mean, like, honestly, it's refreshing the shows, because it's refreshing in a way where, you know, you have these people who are coming in and they play the game. And I talk about this all the time. It's like, I feel like the newer crop of, like, you know, reality people, they just don't really bring it as much. And now, like, I'll put the exception to that with being this most recent season of Big Brother. Because I didn't really watch or keep up with it, but just the stuff that I saw posted of the characters, it was just insane. Yeah. You know,
certain, like, people, certain people.
Tucker being an absolute
Tucker's
character.
Just a beast.
Angela being an absolute character. You know what I mean?
Angela's a little out of her mind. Angela's
it makes for messy good TV.
Yeah, no, I do agree. I do agree. I think the old school reality is kind of, I think it's lost. I think you have moments like this season of Big Brother that had good moments that made us feel good about it. But, you know, ultimately everybody, especially Big Brother, everybody goes on Big Brother nervous that they're going to say something or do something to get themselves in trouble. And so, like, the old school, like, challenge people, like, those kind of fights and those arguments, like, they just kind of don't really happen.
I mean, apparently it's even tough. Stuff. Like, you know, I was just talking to Johnny over the weekend, and he's saying that even this season of The Challenge, that a lot of, like, you know, blow-ups and things have been edited out. Like, and, you know, now, mind you, they are showing, you know, a good bit of drama, and, you know, they're showing Johnny stirring the pot, but, you know, the days of, like, the blow-ups, they're happening still, just not really being shown.
Yeah, well, you know, I think also, like, the networks don't really want the backlash, because, like, everything hurts somebody's feelings these days. And so it's like maybe they just don't even want to deal with it. But
I mean, hey, listen, I think we got to bring it back, in the sense where it's like, you just got to let it happen. And, like, that's what reality TV always used to be about, was it just being very real and authentic. And then if people were upset at something, it was either a learning experience or, you know, and the person took accountability, or they were like, this actually isn't really that serious. Like, I'm not apologizing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's certain things that people have had to take accountability for, and there's certain things that people are just kind of like, I'm sorry that that hurt your feelings, but that's just you being sensitive. Mm. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I think it'll start taking a turn, you know, back to that, because we've seen glimpses of it, you know, like we've seen glimpses of it on Traitors 2. You know, we see glimpses of it on the House of Villains stuff. Mm. You know, and we saw glimpses of it on Big Brother 26, right? I think that there's a way to do it. And, you know, once again, you're seeing glimpses of it on season 40, but once again, it's being orchestrated by, you know, the guy who knows reality TV probably more than anybody else, which is Bananas. So,
yeah,
you know, so he is just given a master class this season, because he's actually, for the first time, kind of diving into his methods and his reasoning behind things, right? So he's not just like playing the game of like, I'm doing this and I'm going to lie about why I'm doing it in order to kind of cover myself up to set me up for next season. He's literally saying like exactly why he's doing the things that he's doing. And he's just like getting under these people's skin.
I feel like he's probably at the point of like, he's like, I don't have too many more of these in me. I'm just going to, you know, go out with a bang.
Maybe like he's throwing quips out there that like, you know, you would never expect him to throw out there, where he's like saying, if you do this, then it causes this, and then you get to do this. And it literally makes everything make sense as to how you would watch. Like I would, you know, like when I was watching, you know, the challenges before I went on my first one, like I tried to like watch as many of them as possible to like prep myself to go. Cause that was always like yours and daddy's thing. I never really, you know, watched them. I just kind of like would watch them when you would watch them. And I would sit there and I'd be watching. I'd be like, how is this fucking guy getting under people's skin and they're not throwing him into an elimination? Like at all. Like they're not even targeting him, but he's like causing these fights. Like I could see from the outside that he's causing these two people to fight and they're fighting each other. And he's just like standing there in the background, like yelling stuff to keep the fight going. And neither of them are turning to him and being like, hey, actually you started this. We should target you. They target each other. And I'm like, how's he get away with this? And now as he's explaining it, I'm sitting there being like, oh, this is exactly how he gets away with it.
Yeah, it's impressive. Man. He gets it. I think there's only one person that'd be able to compete against a Johnny Bananas, and that's probably me, because I feel like I'm an idiot like how he is. Like, I feel like I think I keep a more even keel, but I love talking shit. And I'm not saying like, I'm not calling him an idiot, but like, he's just a goofball. Like I see a lot of his personality. I'm like, I know how to talk shit to somebody like that. And I know how to like figure someone else like that, except for the fact that I would never, if I ever played the challenge, I wouldn't play against him. I would always only play with him. Like how you went the other route and you were like, I'm going against him. I'd be like, nah, we are going to be peas in a pod, dude. I'm going to be like sidekick action.
To be fair, I did not go against him. I came in on my first season working with him. I was working with him on my first season.
I don't remember.
I made the decision closer to the final to throw him into an elimination, because in my mind, I was like, this guy's got 6 final wins. Why would I want him in a final if I want to win my first season? I was like, it's the smart move to throw him in right before a final. And then he got really pissed at that. And like, and I understand it. Yeah. But I was just trying to make a strategic move to do that, and then, you know, our tempers and our egos got the best of us, and then we fought each other for multiple seasons, and then we broke bread.
Right, enough about Bananas.
Well, I'm saying we broke bread, and you know, there might be some good alliance things going on.
Whatever,
where we mess with other people because we don't mess with each other.
All right, whatever, dude.
And then maybe if you ever do come on the challenge, maybe it's the three of us, and maybe it's kind of
like,
would
never happen.
You know, the three best friends that everyone could have.
No, I would never go on the challenge. So I'm honestly like, I'm so past the point of doing shows. Like I just am like, the thought of it makes me anxious, which speaking of anxious, it's kind of like the reality check today. Just kind of like a lot of stuff around goals and anxiety. But like these reality shows, like they're not like really that satisfying for me anymore. Like I don't find joy in like having to go and play this game of like, you know, I got to be nice to you here, but kind of be fake to you over here and be nice over here and be fake. And it's like, if I say this or do this, is it going to be viewed this way? Like, I don't even want to deal with that in my life. Like, I just like being myself and being who I am in my setting and around people. And it's like the reality stuff is just, there's too much stuff influencing all the games now that I'm just like, I'm out.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I love it because to me, I look at it as like, this is where I get to have my escape, right? Because I like, I'm like in the thick of it, like all day, every day, like with what I do, you know, for work and with travel and with all that stuff, that when I finally get to be like, here, take my phone, and they take my phone, I go, I'm on vacation. In the sense of like, I get to step out of character of like how I am in real life. And I get to step into character of like, now I get to play the game. So now I can say and do whatever the fuck I want with, you know, any blowback that comes my way. It's just fun for me where it's like, you know, you can't in your everyday life go to people that you work with and just be like, you suck.
You could.
And that you could, but that, I mean, you wouldn't get far. You know what I mean? But like in a game, like you can walk up to somebody for no reason and just be like, I heard that this person is targeting you. And like, that's it. And they just like walk away. And then if they come back, both of them, and are like, why would you say this? Were you lying? You can sit there and be like, no, I wasn't lying. It's kind of crazy that you would think that I'm lying, but this person's clearly lying. And like, that's it. You could get away with it. You know, if you're good
enough.
What
are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is I like to give my phone away and be free for 2.5 months.
All right. Well, I think we'll end it on that.
I kind of look at it like, you know, getting to be a secret agent on a mission. I go away and I get my phone away and I'm like, that's it. Who do I get to mess with now? Unfortunately, I picked the wrong person to mess with on 40. Theo probably wasn't the person that I should have did that with, but you know,
I mean, you didn't really have an option. You were kind of in a tough situation. You were going into that elimination no matter what. I would have been like, put somebody else in. But then again, you don't know going into it that it's going to be a hall brawl. So I would take my odds against Theo and be like, yeah, put me in against Theo. I don't care.
And that's exactly where my head was at. That's exactly where my head was at. Yeah. In my head, I was like, I could beat him in 99% of eliminations. Hall Brawl is the one elimination that I had a toss up on. Unless it was like, I don't know, like a hanging shelves at a height thing. I would lose something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I would need a step stool. But anyway, yeah. Brawl was the one thing that I didn't want. And even when I got there, and they were like, oh, so it could be one of these four things. I was like, I still have a 75% chance of getting something that I want. And then when they flipped the card and it was Hall Brawl, I was like,
I can't help but feel like that's like orchestrated. Like somebody was like,
well, I'm kind of like, give them Hall Brawl. I'm kind of like kicking myself in the ass. Well, no, it was totally by chance. Like they didn't really show it in the edit, but it's like Era 4 was the last people to go up and pick. So it's like Era 1 went up and picked. And like you couldn't see what the things were, and like they got the pole wrestle, and I'm like, ah, fuck.
Oh, I see. I didn't really watch. Okay, yeah. So
then Era 2 sucked. Went up and picked. It was just absolute terrible luck. And I kind of, you know, in hindsight, I don't think I did myself any favors because Theo was like, you made me start questioning myself as to if I could like actually win a Hall Brawl. He goes, because the way you were staring at me, like you were staring at me like you wanted to kill me. He goes, so like, I was like so afraid that like you had something up your sleeve that I was like, ah, I got to go like extra hard now and everything. He goes, so like, if you just like pretended like you were scared or something, he goes, I probably wouldn't have hit you as hard and maybe you would have came in and hit me harder and I wouldn't have been prepared for it. And I was like, ah, I was like, all right, yeah, I was trying to play mind games, but I guess that didn't work in my favor.
Yikes. All right. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you. We'll end it with that. Yikes. I think that's the best way to go about it. Listen, I appreciate you coming on here and chopping it up. We only got a couple episodes left here on the Winner's Circle before we go into the off season. So this was fun, and it allows me to kind of poke. I don't know if you noticed this, but I wore my Temple soccer shirt here today just to kind of rub it in your face again. And in case anybody was wondering, we beat Rutgers when Paulie was in college. So I'm better at soccer. No big deal. And that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to bring it up. Paulie's wearing a shirt that is not even – his alma mater, so that's interesting.
Yeah, you know, all my Rutgers stuff is in the wash because I've been going to the gym a lot lately. So I like to rep my alma mater where I'm at the gym. I'm glad that you brought me on the winner's circle. This is a special episode for the losers. So for this episode.
Yeah, this is the
loser
the loser special.
This is the loser special with the freaking 7-time loser of reality shows. This guy right here.
Yeah. Yep. But you know what? Still love you.
I appreciate that. Listen, I'm going to get my win. There is not a day that goes by in my mind where I'm like, there's going to be a time where Cody and I are older and we're going to have to at least show that like we've both won something to our kids. You know, because I just don't want to have that conversation at Thanksgiving or Christmas where it's like, so Uncle Paulie, Cody got a win. Where's yours? And then I got to sit there
what
and be like,
ah. In the world makes you think that our kids are going to bring up the reality shows we did? Like,
Well, because little do you know that when I babysit the kids, I'm going to be like, hey guys, so we're going to watch all the stuff that me and your dad did.
That's weird. I will not allow you to babysit the kids. So.
You may not have a choice. You know, you might be busy. Chrissy might be busy. Angelina and Andrew might be busy. Mommy and Daddy might be busy.
A long list of people that would watch the kids.
I'm just saying, you never know. One day they'll end up with Uncle Paulie, and here I am.
Boy, we'll end it on that. I appreciate you all joining me here on the Winner's Circle, and I will see you next time.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.